I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Brace yourselves for unknowable horror, because the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program has returned. Yes, Nerdy Show's beloved RPG audio drama of black comedy and Lovecraftian horror is back with an all-new series, a chilling tale called The Terrible Secret of Lot X. Head to CthulhuMystery.com or find the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program wherever you procure fine podcasts. Succumb to the maddening call of Cthulhu.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit NerdyShow.com.
Welcome to the second campaign in the Scratch Dice system.
Yay.
Agnes.
Yay.
You didn't say what the name was yet.
I was going to do that.
I know you were, but he interrupted you with the cheering. I'm still excited.
I was supposed to be a background cheer.
The name of the campaign is Agnes's Ashes, and it's about a group of adventurers taking their fallen leader's corpse, essentially, to her home water.
To her home water.
To her home body of water to give her her burial rites. At the table, we have Max Wessels.
Hey.
Max, tell us who you're playing.
I am playing Slish. He is a Gelt archer. He spent about 12 years in the Akhenotian Empire army until he decided that he's not going to fight a civil war against people he's been serving with for 12 years. So he quit a few years ago and he joined up a mercenary company working with Agnes. He's only been there for 2 years, so like, he liked Agnes, but it wasn't the figure that everyone else had. So he's just going along. He's used to following anyone's orders. He is a mostly brown river otter with a mustachioed bearded face. He wears leather armor with a archer's helm, a kettle helm. He is a marksman. He carries a longbow and a sword. And
what's his temperament like?
He's kind of gruff. He's a medic. You know, he's seen everything that can happen to a person through blade or bow. So he's just kind of used to things happening, and he's a skimmer. So he,
just like Agnes, right?
Yes, he worships Fela, but they're in the same boat, if you will.
that's a skimmer joke.
Plus one momentum.
Oh, God damn it.
Damn, already.
He got the first one.
How dare you call it him first?
First blood.
All right, we're also joined by Cap, a first timer in the S-Dice system.
Hello, I'm Cap. I run the Nerdy Show Network. You may know me from other tabletop role-playing related shows such as Dungeons and Doritos, Pokeballs of Steelix, or the currently running Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. I have not played a tabletop game involving objects on the table other than dice for a very long time. I've only played in the Theater of the Mind for the past 9 years, so I'm very apprehensive, though I've been told that this is a very fun experience and I will get it, even though I'm quite overwhelmed right now.
Yes.
I play Chuki Kaw, who's a Krex. You can visualize her as macaw-esque in appearance. Red feathers predominantly with blue and yellow as well, sort of fringing out across her feathery top. She is I suppose, alchemist in general, but the way that personifies itself in what she does, she's a firecaster, and she is the team's chef. Chuki is more or less the adopted daughter of Agnes, the leader of the wing mob. She took me under her wing. I've got basically like no armor, though I'm good with a knife on account of the chefing, not so much for close range attacks, if I can help it. Her fire powers and her interpretation is sort of how that, in a world where there's traveling parties of people, one has to be intuitive in general in how one does their chefing, but Chuki is, that's her calling. If she leaves this life, that will be what she does.
Her muck calling?
Give yourself some momentum.
No, don't give momentum. We have a mechanic for that, and it's not momentum. They did it to me as a GM and rued the day.
No, he didn't. It was awesome.
Interesting. Okay.
And we're also joined by the magnanimous Douglas Banks.
Hello.
Douglas Banks. I need to re-say that because I fucked that up pretty bad.
Take it
editor's,
again.
Editor's note, it stays in.
Hi, I'm Doug. You know me from RPG From Scratch, and I'm one of the homebrew hombres. Please remember me.
And showrunner for Ghostbusters Resurrection.
Yes. I was getting to that. Showrunner for Ghostbusters Resurrection, also on the Nerdy Show Network. I was also on the first season of the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and I like playing games. And today I'm going to be playing Grandin. He is a Tolden, a.k.a. human. He's about 6'2", probably weighs between 180 and like 190. Kind of spry. He's about 38 years old. For the past 12 years, he was working as a bodyguard. Before being a bodyguard, he was a bouncer, and he was kind of discovered being this bouncer, being kind of a tough guy. He is soft-spoken, but he prefers to sort of, like, observe before making an attack, sort of like to see what the situation is. But yeah, I'm playing kind of the tank of the group, so I'm going to run in there and hopefully get my hands dirty. Well, actually, not my hands, because I have a ranged weapon. I'm going to be having a spear and shield. That's my thing.
What are you wearing?
Heavy armor.
Describe it.
Nothing underneath
in great
it.
Detail.
And all the intricate carvings of it. Like Max pointed out, it's kind of like a Roman hoplite was kind of the thing, except with heavy armor, because again, we want to get in there and just take a pounding.
Greaves.
You know what I'm saying. What was the character profile I gave? What's the headdress for that?
I don't know what that's called. The Arabian headdress.
Yeah.
I'm going to type in Lawrence of Arabia hat.
Yeah, it's not a turban.
Something. But it would be like, would it be like the Turkish armored version of it?
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's called a keffiyeh, but that's
so an armored version.
Yeah. Okay. Just so that, you know, just sort of to, it's not like a big robe that I'm wearing. It's all big and wispy because I'm wearing the armor underneath it. So that's just more of like for like protection from like the sun, just get a nice breeze going type thing. So I want to be able to move still.
And also we have Josh LaForge with us today.
Hey, I'm still here. All right.
He gets to play the game.
I'm excited. I've literally never played this game. Doug has played this game.
Yes.
I haven't played this game. So Cap, you and I are kind of in the same boat.
No one has played this game.
I don't know about that, my dude. You know what's going on.
That's true. Well, I have an idea. I have intentionally not quizzed Liam about very much, so I don't know a lot.
So who are you playing as?
So I am playing as Frixa, a Tiktani that looks like a gregarious locust, which is yellow with like dark brown blotches and spots. Very handsome. Is wearing Agnes's old top hat.
You bastard.
Yeah.
A pug ugly top hat?
I think you all agreed that Frixa would do this. This is not out of the pale. Everybody knew news is gonna happen.
Whoever wears
doesn't
the hat
have
is
to
the leader.
Like it.
Yeah. On top of wearing her busted up old top hat, which it is, she wasn't the most prissy.
Oh, no, I think her hat was kept immaculate.
Very well, then.
Until she got killed in it.
Okay. Yeah. So then that puts Frixa on the fence about what to do about the marks on it, because he's very prissy. He's very vain. He's wearing Agnes's top hat. He has a leather doublet, leather trousers, and no boots, because they wouldn't be able to stand the force of his legs. And he carries on his hip a rapier and on his back a spear.
That's my new fetish. Yeah. Everything he just said.
He is the newly appointed leader of the Wing Mob with its current reduced membership and thinks it's time to get the gang back into getting jobs. We've had a long enough time mourning, but he's trying to be sensitive about
the last wishes.
The last wishes and the group's morale regarding them.
Let's get into it.
All right.
All right, so we join the story with the Wing Mob, our group of adventurers. So the adventuring party is heading towards the Dunluft Ocean to give a proper burial to their former commander. On their way, the only way to cross a major river that's standing in their way is the trading post of Post, because it was called just Trading Post on maps, and then eventually it just became Post. You're aware that Post exists. You know that any goods or objects that come from the Guff City States that end up in the Akhenoten Empire travel through Post. Post has 600 or 700 citizens, but it's actually much larger because there's almost always just tons and tons of transients. Half of the entire town is just traveling merchants or people there who are being stopped by customs from one side or the other. It's an independent city-state, but that the Guff city-states and the Akhenoten Empire both have influence in this realm. So you're heading into town. There's only a handful of stone buildings. Most of them are new wooden thatch roof. There is a skimmer altar next to the river, a church to a local god, the city council, and there is a single stone pub, and everything else is just mostly houses, small shops, and places for merchants and travelers to stay a while and listen. So what does the party want to do?
Is there a notice board?
There's not.
Slish would pay respects at the skimmer altar.
Yeah, I think Frixa would want to go to the pub and just kind of try to drum up work.
All right, that is Richard's pub.
Who's coming with Frixa to the pub to drum up work, or do any of you care?
I guess the question is we're passing through this town because we have to eventually cross this river, right?
Yes.
And I guess we've already agreed that we're going to have to stop to get a job to maybe pay our way across the river. Mm-hmm. Is that the idea?
You don't know. You haven't gone to the crossing yet.
Okay.
I'd imagine Frixa is the bookkeeper and is like, we need to work.
Got to live. Mm-hmm. Got to eat.
We're not poor, but
yeah.
Do we have a projection about how long it's going to take to get to the Dunluft? What are we looking at in terms of timeline?
2 months.
2 months.
It is on the other side of the continent.
2 months, including time that's already passed? Because aren't we like a month since Agnes's death?
Yeah, but you didn't travel the whole time. And you were kind of just going through the Akhenoshan Empire, which is, there are set up roads, there are inns, you can take your time. You're going into wild, untamed country, though.
And how are our coffers?
Well, the coffers are good, but there's still room for more. If you expect to be paid the full amount over 2 months, you need to work.
The reason why we're going into these wild land areas is because it's a shortcut. It's like the shortest way to Dunluft.
Most ships just don't make the full trip, and there's a civil war going on.
So who is accompanying Frixa to the pub?
I'll go.
Okay. Keep him in check.
Mostly, yeah. I'm very bitter about him taking the major's place. It's not... I mean, as though listeners can't tell, it does not sit well with Chuki in the least.
Hey, hat to hat, really.
It's a symbol.
Yeah, he's wearing the symbol, so you just say, okay.
Slish and Grandin are going to watch Agnes while they...
I'm going to go pay my respects.
Oh, I do think we need to bring it up. You have an urn of her ashes.
Okay, and so it's not a body. It's the giant ashes. Gotcha.
It's a big, a boat, right? Like a little boat?
Yeah, it's about the size of like a
trunk.
Like a boat carved into a cradle that has a top that locks on it.
Okay, so it's like a fair...
I mean, it takes two hands to carry comfortably. You can hold the weight in one hand, but you'd rather just sling it.
Ashes aren't light.
No. Because you think ashes.
It's a box of sand.
It's a lot of bone.
Yeah, there's a lot of bone.
Yeah, I've got a lot of sad stories involving those.
But her bones are hollow.
That's true. She's also double the size of anybody here.
That's true.
So it evens out. Evens out, right?
Yeah. Okay.
She's a big old bird.
She, yes.
Still a bit raw, though, isn't it?
Chuki, I mean, I know you need time to grieve, but it's been a month. I mean, move on.
I'm going to grab your fucking antenna.
I think Granin holding the fucking ashes looks over at Slish is like, I think I'll join you then. Just pay some respect. And Granin's is not even a skimmer, but just like, let's put the ashes where the skimmers are just to get the fuck away from this conversation.
Well, Chuki, I know that it was Agnes's wish for you to one day take her place. So if you would, join me in the pub and you'll see how business gets done.
I know how business gets done. We've been traveling together for years.
Excellent. Then you'll be a great help.
I like Frixa a lot already.
I do too.
How tall is Frixa normally?
Oh, Frixa's like 6'7".
So with the hat, we're talking like 7?
Very large.
Easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But wiry?
Real thin.
Okay.
Get on, you heartless hopper.
That wit. You do get it from her.
Josh plus one would. I just love where you're going with him.
It's a really shitty Rhys Darby.
We found Kelton of this game already. All right. First, I want to go to the altar with Slish and Grandin.
All right. So
you gonna let me do my job?
No.
You gonna let me do my job now?
I got it.
All right.
I'll take it.
So the altar is to the river goddess, the River Thym, which is the river that you're trying to cross. There is actually a small shack next to it that you can actually store remains and ashes, because this is kind of a thing that happens a lot for skimmers. There's two or three priests running around and half a dozen people praying to the river.
I'm following your lead.
Okay. Slish is going to walk up, slip a coin to the priest. This is not his home river, but if he dies within the vicinity of this river, it's good enough. That's how the skimmer religion kind of works. As long as you're buried in some sort of water, it's still paradise, even though it's not your own home paradise.
It's not your custom one.
Yeah. he's going to try to grease the wheels on the Thim, you know, get in good with the locals. Seen a lot of people die horribly, and he's hoping that there's something better after all that.
I'm basically, you know, I'm carrying this. I'd like to probably set it down at some point.
Yeah.
And I'm following you because I want to get out of whatever the fuck Chuki and Frix are getting into. So if you know of a spot where I can sort of put it down safely.
Sounds like this shack is kind of a storage locker.
Oh, it's right. Or, it is. It's explicitly for that. The church runs this.
Right.
I mean, it'd be like being a Catholic to anywhere to confession. You don't have to donate to do it. You just do it.
I'm just sort of following Slish's lead, but like, would I be kind of familiar with the idea of that rule so I don't have to ask him, where do I put this? Or would I just know like it would go there?
How much do you know about Jewish rites?
Let's just say nothing. All right. I know you step on the glass at a wedding and you say, Mazel Tov.
Yeah, you'd probably know that you could easily store it.
Okay. So then, yeah, so if Grandin will take the boat of ashes and store it in there.
Slish could point it out to you.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
You know, you can, if you want, you could put it in the shed over there.
That just sounds terrible. Put it in the shed over there.
Well, it's fine. It's a religious shed.
Plus one momentum.
So Grant will just nod and just take it in, just set it down, just happy to let these arms breathe for a little bit.
When you go in there, there are actually like three or four just straight up bodies kind of half rotting in there. And then a bunch of smaller urns.
Yeah. I'll take a quick just note of the bodies and just be like, does it look like these people were fucking murdered? Or is this just like, oh, old people, they just threw them in here?
Old people and one person who looks like they were very sick to begin with.
Yeah, okay, so I kind of would just... Then we keep this close to the door. I'll put it that way, yeah.
All right, you want to talk to the priest?
Yes, I do.
All right. We have a male. We have a male Hrod who's 82.
Oh, well, for Hrod.
Oh, no, it's 28.
Oh, if I was going to say for Hrod. A Hrod, 82 may not be so bad. Like
10. We got Peter Lorre. Fuck.
Peter Lorre?
Neither plane.
So you're gonna go talk to him?
Yes.
I don't know if I can do Peter Lorre. The main priest, the head priest that seems to be here, is youngish, 28-year-old, in green robes. They look well made, well maintained, but they're not particularly fancy. He's got a very silly hat, kind of like a Pope hat, and on a Hrod it looks really dumb.
Ooh, like the space Pope from Futurama?
No.
Well, he was a crocodile and he wore the hat.
Well, then yes.
Yes.
Liam minus one momentum. That's exactly what it looks like.
Well, all blessings on the River Thim.
Well, hello.
I worship Fela myself, but I am a skimmer, and I would appreciate if I died around here that you would take care of me.
We will always take care of you.
Well, that sounds good to me.
I fucked that up so bad.
That's okay. I'm losing Slish. I gotta get into him. He's more of a...
Russell Brand. You going for Russell Brand?
More of this. He's like this.
Is that all you wanted from this priest?
Yeah, any new river he would go and talk to them.
Do you have any skimmer symbols on you that would just immediately mark you?
I think there would be a series of charms, necklaces, maybe a bottle from the River Fela.
With a little bit of water in it from it? Oh, mm-hmm. That's nice. I like that.
You just carry your home river with you. But maybe have more than one. You know, just little ones he's collected through the years. There would probably be a rite when you, like a maturity rite.
Do you want to take a little of Thim with you?
Yes, that would be... Do I buy it or maybe there would be a small ceremony?
All right, there's a small ceremony. No, again, no cost. Yeah. It's an mm-hmm. actual... Like, these are actual church people. Yeah. These are very pious people. They live next to a river. This is very important and very serious for them.
Seeing as... This is your river. I would very much like to induct myself, if at all possible.
Feel free.
Okay. Grandin, I don't know if you also would like to induct yourself into the River Thim.
I'm quite fine, thank you.
Are you sure? It's nice. And then...
Come on in, the water's fine.
an eternity of underwater paradise.
I when you die. I will seek out some water in the tavern, thank you.
So Slish is going to walk into the River Thim. He would kind of commune with the river, talk to the god Thim. Maybe not expecting it to talk back, but reverentially talk to the River Thim.
It babbles back at you.
He sees that as a good sign.
Babbles.
Yeah.
Communing doesn't mean, okay, now I can just take a piss. I've been eating it for so long. Fuck this river.
It would be very bad form.
My essence to the river.
Yeah.
We're one now. It's with, yeah. I'm part of it forever.
And then Grandin, what would Grandin be doing during this?
If Grandin watches you get in the river and you take more than 2 minutes, Grandin's going to go back to follow where you know where everyone else went.
Agnes is pretty safe.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. So Grandin's going to go right up to the pub. Wherever, right. You said it was Richard's pub?
We're going to Richard's pub then. So we're following Chuki and Frixa.
Yes. So I think Frixa is going to put two of his hands on his hips and... on opposite sides. He's not picking like the same side. And starts scanning the local pub, nodding approvingly, like, yes, the right kind of dirt bags. Yes. Good.
Anyone playing games?
It's a large stone building, larger than a pub than you would consider for the populace of this town, but again, it's going mostly for transients and merchants. There are people playing dice, there are people playing cards, there are people playing darts, just regular bar games. And you notice that the revelry going on here is a little more intense than you would even expect.
All right.
And there seems to be a lot of people who have been here for way too long.
Like desperate revelry?
Sailors on shore leave.
Okay.
This is like a beer hall then? That's just so big? Like a beer garden?
Yes. Like that size. And that's pretty big for
multi-level or one floor?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
Two levels.
All right. Damn.
And there's also two levels of revelry, a level above that's rooms for rent, and then you understand that there are back rooms and a basement as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm worried that Cap is going to say, okay, is anybody playing a game better than the one I'm playing? and then just has to RP it with
them. Yeah, does 1001 Arabian Nights just go into that game now?
Is anyone tabletop role-playing in the game?
Yes, they're playing an accountant's game. Specifically.
Ooh.
Very well. Oh, yes.
We'll get Fricks off my tail feathers.
Where they have to play with an idea of a stock market. And they're using a lot of words that no one is familiar with that only exist in this game.
Sounds like a tabletop game, yeah.
Like bonds and the Dow.
And momentum.
And people have no idea what it is, but it's just rules that have been set up for so long.
Just like in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chugi's going to go over to the darts folk, pick up a... massive. What are they serving here? Just beer? Mead?
Ale.
Ale?
Lagers, mead. There's locally brewed spirits. There's wine. There's stuff from all over the continent because this is a trading city and they stock up and they make deals and trades all the time. So if there's something that exists that you've had, it's probably here.
Splendid. Okay, well, Chicky's going to grab some mead, wander over to the darts players and see about putting my marksman skills to use while making inquiries about... potential jobs.
And Frixa looks on with pride. Just
all right.
With pride, fuck you.
She's doing so well.
You're not my dad.
He thinks this. I'm her dad.
All right, I need the randomizer again. This is for the dart player that Chuki is interacting with. It's female. Guff and... they are 16 years old.
That's... sounds appropriate for Guff. Yeah. Right?
Do you know if there's work here?
Hey, and you can drink at 16 somewhere.
And which one?
Probably here. Probably at Post.
Which one's a Guff? Is that a pig?
Pig.
All right. Well, are they any good?
Oh, God damn it.
What's the voice?
Jules. Samuel L. Jackson.
Sweet. A 16-year-old female Guff with the voice of Samuel L. Jackson. This is... Do it, Liam. Feel my pain.
I don't even know how to do it. Like, someone do Samuel Jackson for me real quick. I don't know.
The point is that you could just be bad at it. I was thinking,
That's not a voice! That's just clapping! So, the council is elected to make a stupid decision, and I've elected to ignore it.
Motherfucking shark ate me.
I ate the pussy, I eat the ass, I eat everything. It's a deep cut, that's from True Romance.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell!
Alright, let's do it.
When you absolutely like need to bitch. Kill every motherfucker in the goddamn room.
Look at the big braid on Brett!
What are you looking at, motherfucker?
Ooh.
16-year-old pig girl.
Looking at another young... How old is Chuki?
24.
Oh, I thought she was younger. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Looking at someone who maybe wants to play a game of darts.
Fuck you, I'm already playing darts.
Well, fuck you, I challenge you to darts, you wanker.
All right.
Let's play a game of darts. Let's figure out how we're going to do this.
Let's actually play a game of darts.
No, let's just...
No, because I need to use my marksman skills.
Ooh, all right.
Oh.
All right. D20, you get plus 5. This is going to decide who wins the game.
15.
A natty one. So you stomp this lady guff.
He's like, well, all right.
No harm, Piglet. Fair game.
You do anything later?
Don't know. What's to do in this town?
Not much, now that most of the trade routes are closed.
Since when? What happened?
Weird stuff's been going on the guff side. I don't even know.
Any jobs around here?
Oh, I'd ask Rick.
The barn?
Yeah.
And she points up to the second floor, and in a roped-off area, there's a Tolden dressed in white. Kind of workman's clothes, but they don't look like they've ever been worked in. They're, well-made, but modest. That seems to kind of be how everyone around here who's from here dresses. High-quality garments, but nothing extravagant.
Well, I thank the young guff for a lovely game, and sip my mead and stroll over to Rick whistling. Hello, you must be Rick.
Well, how do you do there, darling?
I do mighty fine. Lovely establishment you have, quite lively. I heard you might be the person to talk to about the possibility of some work around these parts.
I might have something for you. Come back in 45 minutes. I'll direct you where you need to go.
Well, all right. What species is Rick?
Tolden, human.
Tolden, human. Right, okay. And handsome?
Rugged, world-weary, bags under his eyes, but there is a charm beneath it.
All right.
That you just can't help but enjoy.
Fair enough. All right. Well, then, like the cut of his jib. And I will go over to Frixa and say that I have a lead.
Oh, very well. Hold on to that lead for just a moment, please. I'm going to pull an Agnes. And he walks over to the rowdiest, meanest-looking group of sailors that is drinking as hard as they can and partying like there's no tomorrow. Doffs his top hat, kind of preens a little bit in front of these dirty assholes. Well, gentlemen, have you heard of any work that perhaps you wouldn't be willing to accept?
Why are you doing this to me, Josh?
This is Frixa. He's a pain in the ass.
Why are you doing this to me?
He just wants to talk.
Get lost, bug.
Well, I just thought that maybe you gentlemen had heard of work in the area. Is that normal? I don't know. I've never done this before. Please forgive me.
Oi, if we had work, we'd be doing it right now. Now get the fuck out of here.
Oh, so sorry about my friend. He's got to stick up his cloaca. Come on, Frixa.
I don't have a cloaca. Okay, Chuki. Very well. Have a good day, gents. And doffs his top hat.
Fucking kudos, Liam, on the northern accent, though. That was great.
It's one I got.
I got nothing.
I said remember that.
Yeah.
You're going to get your limbs snapped off, you dumb bug.
Well, I just thought, you know, I'd seen Agnes do it 100 times.
Yeah, isn't as easy as it looks, is it?
Oh, that seemed very easy when she did it.
It might, but maybe I should be the one wearing that hat.
Grandin, you arrive.
Okay. Then I just see my two compatriots in a discussion. I guess you're somewhere between the bar and the...
Yeah.
Wherever.
Chuki's dropping intel. Well, maybe. I don't know. She feels so inclined.
So then, okay, then I'll just sort of, if you're not literally in the middle of an argument, which it doesn't appear that you are.
Chuki just rescued me.
Yeah, okay. So not, assuming I didn't get to see much of that, I'll just approach.
Did we find any leads yet?
Where's Agnes?
She's safe. She is in the shed that Slish pointed to.
You left the mage in a shed?
No, it's one of their skimmer worship sheds by the altar. It's quite safe.
Oh, a holy pod.
I was unaware that's what they were called, but
writing that
of course.
Down.
Yeah, she's safe in the holy pod next to some other holy bodies of some sort. Okay.
They're full of holes, I bet.
You caught my meaning precisely, yes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Well, we just got to cool our heels, and in about 40 or so minutes, the owner of this fine establishment has a little something to offer us. Mead's good, at least. Everything looks fine. Get a drink, Crandon.
Don't mind if I do. And he'll approach the bar. He'll,
yes, get a drink. Take time off.
Get this one several.
Four, one for each of his hands.
Quad fisting it.
Yes. Okay. That's the name of this episode.
Now, Grant is just going to get whatever simple, just something, nothing too, not trying to get buzzed, just trying to get some hydration.
There's a local lager made with thin water that's very popular.
We'll go with that.
After like 25 minutes or so, Slish shows up and he's a little, he's a little damp.
From the waist up. He walked on his hands into the river.
Oh, mighty Thim.
I think he would have.
That's how you commune with the river. That's how you do it.
It's acrobatic.
Ankles in the air into a fucking river.
He's got his bow on top of his feet.
Anyway, so yes.
Yes. I believe he would have been fully submerged, but he would have. I'm sure the church would have provided a towel. They're used to that kind of thing.
That's blasphemy.
Oh. Then you put it back in the river.
You reject the blessings. All right. No. Yes. You practice your religion however you want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
I will. I don't know about these Thymians. Not like the normal Fela worship that I'm used to. All right. Slish walks into Richard's pub, sees his crew kind of hanging out. What do the locals look like other than the sailors? Traders? Sailors?
Yeah. I mean, most of these people are merchants. So half of them are Akinosian. There's a good bit of guff sitting around who are rough-looking hombres. The locals are actually mostly Tolden and Gelt.
Okay. Slish likes the look of those sailors. You know, he was a Marine for 12 years. That's kind of his posse and his crew. He, I think he walks up to the bar.
Hello. My name's Slish.
Hello, bartender. This is my name.
You don't introduce yourself to every bartender?
Hello, bartender. I need a friend.
88.
That's how old.
He's long,
long in the tooth.
This is his retirement.
Yeah. Well, what can I do for you, sir?
I'm just gonna go English, just like general.
Apparently, we're all doing English, so fuck it.
Yeah,
fuck it.
We didn't do that at all last game. I was actually surprised.
Is there anything made with the local waters?
Some are probably a product.
Well, I'd like to buy one for myself. And five for those nasty-looking sailors over there. They look like a fun bunch of lads.
Oh, Christ.
Are they skimmers? Because you'd be able to tell, right? Like, they would be wearing some kind of...
We're going to say...
At least one of the five.
One through five? No. Because they're together. Mm-hmm. They are. It was 19.
Yeah. So I would like to order them a round.
All right. And the bartender nods and starts getting the pint glasses out.
Hello, lads. This round's on me. I just conducted myself into the River Thim.
When you look around, you see Frixus staring at you like he's studying.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
And then, yeah.
He's like, how does he do it?
They wave you over and they cheers you. And
I figure we'd go through the scene of Jaws, like comparing tattoos and scars.
Oh, yeah. You're just sailing up. And give me a composure roll.
Two.
Okay. They don't care for you very much.
Met that,
but
before.
They're willing to put up with you because I bought him a drink.
Yeah, maybe because I'm like, that's my friend in the big hat over there.
And they all scowl.
Name's Frixa.
Yeah, that's why.
Frixa smiles.
Yeah,
raises one of his four drinks. his face clacking as he smiles,
smiling with mandibles. Yeah.
He claps with his face.
Yeah,
to show approval.
So after about 40 minutes, Rick signals you. And one of his employees whisks you away into a back room. There are two people sitting at a long table. They're both on opposite ends of the table rather than being at the head. And they look like they've patiently been waiting for you for a little bit. Do y'all go with her?
Well, it's up to Chuki.
You know, I spoke with Rick, and I want to undermine Frixa, so it's just going to be me.
So you don't want to go with your other compatriots?
No, just me, unless
right.
Frixa injects himself into the situation.
Hello! No. At least not yet.
All right.
I'll say Granite just takes note of where they're leading her. just to know.
Slish is just having a good-ass time singing sailing songs and drinking.
Both of them are wearing heavy cloaks. As they take them down, you can see one is a 30-something guff with part of his tusk broken and it's been replaced by brass. He is a warrior. And the other guy is 40-something, Tolden, obviously Akhenotian in style, a groomed goatee. You can see peaks of the Romanesque armor underneath his cloak, and it's kind of harder to make out what the guff is wearing underneath. He's being very guarded.
I assume there's a seat for me at this table.
You can take anyone you like.
The guff speaks very bristly.
I do.
My name's Callum. I'm the commander of the Guff City-State soldiers in the area.
I'm Boondon. I lead the Akhenotian forces.
Well, I'm Chuki Kaw, the leader of Wing Mob.
I've heard that name. Where's Agnes?
She died.
No way.
Unfortunately, yes. We're taking her to Dunluft.
That's unfortunate. Why we are looking for a group of adventurers is somewhat politically difficult. Caravans have been attacked on the Guff side of the river, and I have the forces to deal with it, and my friend here does not. But it would be impolite to intrude upon their territory.
Problematic.
To say the least, especially during these times. What we could offer you is 2,000 Akis, but more importantly what I can offer you and what my friend here can offer you is rites of passage for the entire Akhenotian Empire and also the Guff City-States. You'd have free reign of nearly a quarter of the continent. No tariffs, no taxes, no customs.
Tell me about that money, out of context of the scene. How much is that, really?
It's like $2,000, like of dollars. Like it's the analog we're using.
I mean, do I want that? I mean, or do I want more than? I mean, should I be bargaining right now?
Absolutely.
Well, literally always.
I don't know if Chuki is self-conscious about this, but she knows that this is what Frixa is very good at.
Right. The thought crossed my mind.
I do want to impress upon you the idea of not paying tariffs or taxes in the Akhenotian Empire is
a big deal.
Is huge. Like the Guff City States, it's like whatever. They don't even manage all of their borders. But that's how the Akhenotian Empire is run.
Right now I'm thinking, like, within the context of this world, is that part of the deal so sweet that how much should I feel like I should haggle the other bit? Because
I think out of respect for Agnes, maybe your love for Agnes would kind of color that as well.
Yeah, I would say Agnes would always try and haggle.
Which, I mean, that makes sense to me. 2,000 does seem rather low.
That part of the deal makes the money look like nothing.
Right.
You also understand that if this trading post is being held up, they're losing that a day, probably, in straight tariffs.
Yeah. 2,000 just greases the wheels, I bet.
Yeah.
Just like,
I'm sorry, by the way, for excluding the role play.
No. This is fine. No.
You made a role play.
Yeah. Okay. 4,000, you got yourself a deal.
Give me a...
Composure. Haggling would be composure.
Yeah. Is there anything in your profession that has... What's listed in your profession?
Chef.
I'm a marks person. I throw fire. I'm a chef.
All right. Yeah. So nothing really there.
No.
Yeah. So just give me a composure roll. So just a D20.
Well, I mean, I got to go to the markets and get good deals.
Yeah. 20. D20 plus your composure score.
All right. That's not bad. That is a 19.
The guff breaks.
Yeah. I'll cover the other half.
Splendid. That is wonderful. What shall we do then?
Well, we'll just have you cross the river and see what you find. You'll impersonate a merchant caravan, of course.
Will we be given any supplies for this impersonation?
My men will handle that, but yes.
And we will be presented with documentation that will exclude us from all of the tariffs, etc., and allow us passage?
When you return unmolested, yes.
Very well. Is it customary to shake in these situations?
Guff would probably be for it. Boondon doesn't look like he likes to be touched.
Fair enough.
Anyway, one of my associates will come fetch you.
Splendid. Well then. The Wing Mob is at your service. And I come out whistling.
Chuki, so glad you could join us.
Frixa, so wonderful to see you.
There is no work in this town. Oh. It is absolutely absurd.
Oh my dashing stupid bug. Frixa, come here, would you? And I wrap my arm around the middle of his waist because he's so damn tall, and I sit him down and I say, I've gotten us into something, and it's something very good. And we should be... You're right, Frixa. You're right. We should be working together to make sure that things run smoothly. But I think you'll find that your former role as the Major's assistant in this...
Oh, yes, yes.
It is where you are indeed most qualified.
Well, certainly.
Under decisive leadership. I have secured us an opportunity to gain tariff-free passage through over a quarter of the continent and 4,000 whatever that unit of money
Ackies.
Is.
Ackies.
And 4,000 Ackies to look into a situation.
Well, I mean, excellent. I mean, that sounds great. Coming from being a chef, this is quite the step up, this movement here.
Mm.
Can you show me the contract, please? I'd like to go over it.
No. Shady men in cloaks who don't deal in contracts.
Well, I do, I.
You know, like in the old days.
I think you'll find that is why I was brought on by Agnes, is to make certain that there was at least a statement of work, or a, what do you call it, a memorandum of understanding. Chuki, very well done, though. This is very ambitious. Exactly what I'd like to see. When shall we meet them?
They'll meet us.
Oh. Spooky.
It was a bit spooky.
I like it already.
Does everyone else gather around?
Assuming that Chuki comes back down, you know, imagining I would step away from the bar, be listening in to hear, like, what kind of deal. And as soon as it's this tit-for-tat back and forth, it's just, can I just kind of stay quiet listening?
Now that I've, you know, spoken with the bug, we can gather around and I can disseminate whatever information I have.
Well, which... Slitch is singing sea shanties with the sailors.
Out of tune, and they don't enjoy it.
Yeah. When I went down to the River Fela, because I knew a pretty girl there. With fur as white as snow.
Plus one momentum.
Yeah, so I think Frixa takes this moment to be like, to talk to them and say, Chuki here has secured for us some potential work. And, gentlemen, I think it's exactly what we need. Considering there are some benefits that, if they come to fruition, then they will be quite advantageous for future work. However, as we know from experience, don't trust anybody. So... if you hear of anything else going on, let's make sure it doesn't conflict. And if it does, let's sell to the highest bidder.
Can I see the contract for the job that we're supposed to be on?
No. Chuki informs me that this person is quite shady and unreliably spooky.
So...
Plus one moment, Josh.
Oh, I see. So we're relying on them, though?
Oh, they were quite official. Just spooky official?
Well, just as a gelt, he would be deeply offended.
I remember, you remember one time Agnes? Remember she came in drunk and she got us a job and then we lost three members of the party and got back and didn't get paid.
Oh, that was the Clovisians. Yes, I remember it well.
And then what did Agnes say after that?
Next time I'm blackout drunk, if there's no contracts, all verbal contracts are null and void, and do keep me sober if you can.
And you shook both their hands. There was two of them, so you shook the hands for both.
Well.
Because, you know, as a gelt, still a handshake is a verbal contract. We could argue on that point.
There was a handshake. I did shake a hand. The other one didn't like to be touched.
The Akinosian. You shook the Akinosian's hand.
No.
So, an Akinosian gives you a job and you don't shake their hand.
I would like an intelligence roll from Slish.
9.
Can Frixa get in there on that? Do I get to add my ringleader
knowledge
to this?
Yes, you would. And is that your talent?
It's my profession.
Okay. That would help.
Okay. 20.
You would understand exactly why there could never possibly be a contract with these two men having signed it. That would be tantamount to treason to be working with your enemy.
Okay. So Frixa understands this, but is keeping it to himself because he enjoys the learning experience that this could be for Chuki. He's letting it play out, and if he chooses to reveal why this is actually normal in these men's case, it'll be at a later date.
Regardless of how you've conducted yourself, I just I still have no understanding of what we've agreed to do. There is a job. What is the job?
I assume we're going to kill some people.
God willing.
Chuki, I think this is a
Which
good...
Which god do you worship?
No god.
Tiktani, yeah.
Or is it just like, you know it's a phrase?
Of course. Yeah.
Heard it somewhere. Before. Yeah. The big bug in the ground.
I fought that bug. It didn't go well.
I mean, are we escorting someone? Are we...
Well, escorting someone
somewhere
in a manner to the death, I'm assuming.
I'm well aware of Agnes's situation. I'm referring to the job that we've just agreed to, which I have no idea what it is yet.
Well,
And from behind you, there is kind of a cough from a medium-sized, reddish-tinted gelt.
Yes, my friend.
So, are you all wing mob?
The very same.
Great eyes on you.
You see the hat?
I was told to look for the hat. Anyway, you guys are supposed to be escorting me to the city states, and it just seems like you guys were arguing a lot, and I didn't want to interrupt, but I do have to be going.
Ah, this very minute. Well, then so shall we, everyone. We've got everything we need, aside from Agnes.
And Frixet puts his arm around the shoulder of this merchant, and he says, "Everything you need, my friend, we shall make certain that you are safe, that you are well-fed, and that you are protected." And he nods to Grandin. Mm-hmm.
Grandin nods, but clearly the eyes are saying, what the fuck are we agreeing to? but nods. No, you know. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm sorry, scary bug man, but what do I call you?
Oh, my name is Frixa. We are the Wing Mob, as you already know.
I was given your name, yeah.
Yes, you may refer to me as Frixa. My associate, who will be chief bodyguard to your person, is Mr. Grandin here.
Well, he looks pretty tough.
Our cook and veritable mystic is Chuki here. Careful of her hand, she's a fiery one.
I'm
you can't literally coughing. Any dialogue he has.
Yes, it's yes, not he, fair. Can. It's yes just... he can.
And over here you have Slish. He's our navigator, medic, and crack shot.
So, if there's someone that needs to be shot in the face, I would be the one you would ask about doing so.
Well, I hope that it don't come to that.
Yeah, but just in case.
Anyway, my name's Ned. Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
While that conversation's happening, I quickly pull Chuki aside. I'm like, Chuki, dear, is this the job? Are we supposed to be escorting this man?
I want a d20 from everyone.
Just a d20, or is this a skill?
D20. Just straight d20.
13.
12. 9. 3.
Anyone who rolled above 10, you have a vague feeling that this might not be the person you think. Like, the southern draw and the basic physical description, you've heard of someone like this before.
Okay. Because I'm, like, suspicious because, first of all, I haven't heard what the job is. A stranger approaches us and says, "You're supposed to take me somewhere." And I'm like, "Says who?" You know, but I'm not saying that because Frix is already, you know, already...
Frix doesn't know the details either, so he's just
right,
trying
sure,
to
sure, sure,
fast
sure.
Talk
that's why. That's why I'm trying to get the straight deal from Chuki.
Something doesn't seem quite right with this gentleman just approaching out of nowhere, says that we're supposed to escort him. Were we hired for an escort job?
What did they say to me exactly? Because I'm kind of fuzzy on it all.
Their whole thing is they want you to escort the smallest merchant caravan that they're willing to let go, one they don't really care about, because the smaller they are, the more likely they are to be attacked, to just kind of investigate.
War games were testing this?
Yes. Okay.
Because the trade routes are closed for some reason.
Yeah, they haven't given you any numbers or explanation. They haven't told anyone anything about that.
This is an undercover mission from some very spooky, civil war-y kind of individuals. We are going to be masquerading as a merchant caravan to investigate what's causing the problem with the trade routes.
And it involves this man? We escort him? We are masquerading?
We would be contacted.
My name's Ned.
And you said he's a guff, or is he Tolden?
He is Gelt.
Gelt. Okay, you said that. Okay. Yeah, okay.
And which one's Gelt?
The mustelid furry people.
I see.
He's not quite a weasel. He's shaped like a weasel, but he looks significantly bigger and red.
Ned, can I buy you a drink?
No, I don't drink on the job.
Do you mind if I drink on the job?
As a medic?
Well, look, my pa always said, you know, you can't lead a water if it goes to stink.
I don't understand that, but...
Neither did I, but, you know, he said a lot of things at the end of his life that didn't make much sense.
I understand that.
Ned, can you describe for us everything you know? We were told we'd be contacted by an individual. What do you know about who has sent you to contact us, and what information do you have in regards to what we are truly being asked to do?
Give me a composure roll.
That is 16.
All right.
I would like Frixa to be watching this interaction very carefully and trying to glean from it with his composure, if that's possible.
Yeah.
Okay. I will tell you the number after.
So Ned looks you in the eye and goes, well, you know, he looks around a little bit and kind of shakes his head. Well, I'm just here on the behalf of a certain brother of a certain emperor who decides that it'd be convenient if this trade route was to be open again. And I have a particular set of skills that he thinks will help. So I'm here, and you're supposed to make sure I don't die.
Well, that sounds right as rain.
Is he full of shit? I rolled a 24.
You could tell that this person's demeanor is completely and utter full of shit. This is an affectation.
Ned is a character.
Yeah,
that he's playing.
Everything about it is insincere, but you feel like the information he just gave was too direct and not fake. You understand that Ned is not Ned, but that he just spoke the truth.
Okay. Frixa puts his hand on Chucky's shoulder, and he's like, well, our friend Ned, and winks at Ned. Seems like an upstanding fellow.
He doesn't understand why he winked. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Just something he does with his weird bug eyes.
I've got more.
Well, Ned, I'm also a fan of a certain brother, and I'm welcome you to our party.
well, thanks, I guess.
What time is it? Light out? Is it dark out? What time are we?
Oh, you showed up like midday, but you can get going.
This is like, what, like 1 p.m. or something? Like, this is not
that
long.
I'm saying 2:30.
Okay, well.
But it's summer. It's going to stay right. Light out till almost 8, almost 9. Okay.
Slish would be sold because he would side with the general brother.
The older brother.
The older brother.
Okay.
So if he's working for the older brother, then he's down.
But you know to leave those allegiances at the door if the money's good.
Oh, yeah.
Ned, dear fellow, where we are going, is this a one-way journey? Are we going to be just taking a quick tour and coming back? What maneuvering are we going to be doing?
Now, you see, I got myself a cart, and I got some things in it, and we're going to just mosey on down the road till something stops us. And then we're going to grind it into dirt, or wind up strung up in a tree with our neck slit. That's how they found him, you know.
And if everything was uneventful, we'd return here?
Let's hope.
Then I think Agnes is fine where she is for the time being, unless there's any objections.
Well, Slish, what is customary?
Well, I paid the priest of the River Thim, and Agnes would still go to paradise where she is, so I think she'd be fine with it.
Okay, and Chuki, you couldn't stand to be apart from her for some time.
I started this deal.
Very well.
Well, you're the one with the hat, so...
Yes, but...
No, oh, I was talking to the boss, I'm sorry.
Yes, but as Agnes did, I wish to hear the voices of my people.
I like that.
She puffs up. Starts walking around, her head's bobbing.
Ned seems very eager to set out now. He wants this over with.
Ooh. Now, Ned, do you have a boat? Are we going up river?
Oh, no. We're going along the land route. The water route, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But, I mean, people don't generally go south, if you know, get my drift.
Now, what is in your litter? Have we got a lot of things? Were you going to be carrying a caravan with us?
No, it's just me. It's just some grain and a bit of cornmeal and, you know, my personal belongings.
Any beasts of burden, or are we carrying this by rickshaw?
No, we got an ox. I got an ox.
Okay. Future ox.
I don't know what we call them.
I don't know.
It's just an ox for now.
We have a large beast of burden.
Those lizard creatures, right?
The large lizards.
It is vaguely cow-shaped.
It's like a dewback?
Because it's not like... It's
not that big, but
it's
a lizard cow.
It's an A-U-X. It's an ox.
Yeah.
But
it's an auxiliary.
I don't think it's lizardy because it's too...
It's not arid.
Armadillo.
Or
I do like armadillos as
Ooh,
beast of burden.
Actually, no. Done. That armadillo. Was, done.
Yeah, all right.
Plus one momentum.
You better fuck it. He's like, you look at Josh like, oh, that's a good idea, Josh. I'm like, motherfucker.
I was trying to redirect.
Can we call them dillos then?
Yes, dillos. Write that down.
Get good milk from a dillo.
And this dillo's name is Champ.
Aw.
Champ?
Champ the dillo.
Champadillo.
Yeah, but when you head outside of Richard's pub, he's already saddled up and ready to go. And it's
like, saddled up, not a dillo.
Yeah, and it's more of a western style cart. It's pretty big, and it looks like a
wagon. Then
yeah, and it looks like Ned has been living in it. And yeah, there's sacks of grain, but kind of a surprising amount of trunks and boxes, and it's almost half the cart is filled up with his personal belongings.
Okay.
Does it look like we're riding in the car? Are we riding on other dillos?
It's more of a living, sleeping situation. It's a room. He seems to kind of just lead the dillo.
We are rucking, my friends. And he grabs lots of things. Can I carry this for you? And picks up like a giant thing and puts it in the cart. He's like, would you like this in your room?
I'm sorry, Fricks, that isn't my property, and I think you need to take it out of my cart.
I mean, possession is 9/10 of the law. Would you like this?
Yeah, well, I think possession of stolen items is theft.
Well, quite.
I never.
Theft.
So is Ned going to lead the way when we're just kind of flanking him?
Yeah. And it seems like he knows a way out of the city that doesn't go across the main crossing, which seems odd. And you go to a particularly narrow part of the river, and as you start walking over it, the cart just keeps going, and when you're there, there's stone underneath your feet.
Mm. Like that's kind of a secret, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to call it tonight, everybody.
All right.
That was good, though. That was good.
Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to the newest campaign on RPG from Scratch. Liam did a great job.
Yeah, thanks, Liam.
You're welcome, guys. I really like this. It was really fun.
If you guys want to do the same thing with us, if you want to GM a campaign like Liam is doing here, and you want access to the same resources that we're using, visit patreon.com/RPGFS.
You can also find us on facebook.com/RPG from... You can find us on facebook.com at... You can find us on facebook.com/RPGFS.
Look for us on facebook.com.
Have you ever heard of facebook.com?
What
you want to do is you want to turn on your computer. You're going to want to wait for it to boot up. You're going to want to turn on Netscape Navigator. And you're going to want to go to HTTPS.
Oh, come on. Everyone's at least using Firefox
now. www.facebook.com.
We have an Angel Fire website.
HTTP/.
It's what they call a social network. It's
got MIDI files and everything.
Flames, animated GIFs.
Under construction GIFs.
Tell it the school you're going to.
Your visitor 000145. Come on, Liam, give us another go.
All right. You can find us on Facebook at RPG from Scratch. Or is it
good
RPGFS?
Facebook.com/RPGFS. Or just type in RPG from Scratch. You'll find us. Who wants to do Instagram?
You can find us on Instagram at RPG from Scratch, but that's all one word.
You can find all these fine folks on Twitter at Homebrew Hombres, and the entire Nerdy Show Network at Nerdy Show, and me at Cap Blackard, basically everywhere.
That's right. So if you want to listen in, there's tons of great content like this, live plays, actual plays, and just talks about gaming in general on Nerdy Show and the Nerdy Show Network. So until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.